All right, so let's go back to Matthew. Ah, oh, thank you, Jesus. Whether you are here, you are a grandparent or parent or someone who knows children, and I tell you, sometimes when we go to the stores or in public area, you see how children are behaving and how parents are not able to discipline them. Or it's not like they're not able. It's just like parents, they want YouTube cartoons to deal with the kids' behavior. You know, so here we want to disciple them. We want to love them, but we also want to challenge you, grandparents, parents, grand-aunts, you know, parents, to be responsible, because God will keep, not me, the pastor, responsible for your child, but you, the parent, responsible for your own child. But I want to go back to that verse, because there are some things I want to leave with you today. Go back to the verse 2 again. It says, then Jesus called a little child to him. Remember the question. What was the question? Who was the greatest? Who's the greatest? Now, if you read chapter 17, there is a story where Jesus went up to the mountain with Peter, John, and James. And Jesus had the transfiguration moment. And then during that transfiguration moment, Eli and Moses, and I believe somebody else showed up. And then God spoke saying, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Man, the disciples, they were like us. Human. With ego. Competition. And all of a sudden, and Jesus, his own word, told those three guys, guys, what you just experienced, don't say anything to anybody until after resurrection. Don't say anything. Shh. But one of them, when they got together with everybody else, I don't know who had the guts to even ask such a question. Man, guys, who do you think is the greatest? It's like, who do you think is closest to Jesus? Because they know being close to Jesus at that time was a big deal. And I'm sure Jesus had his reason. We're not going to go there. Jesus also had his reason. Every time he would go to pray with somebody, he would choose James, John, and Peter. Oh, they didn't. And then Jesus asked him, he's like, guys, what were you arguing about? Because the Lord knows the heart. Let me tell you, God knows your heart. He knows your heart. Well, I've been praying. There is a song that says, goes like this. It says, here's my purified. God knows my heart. He knows your heart. We cannot hide our feelings, our emotions, even the bad thoughts. The thoughts that are not in line with him, he knows it. Who is the greatest? Then he bring a child to them, and he set the child in the middle of them. He said, assuredly, surely I tell you. Verse 3. Unless you are converted, or unless you become like a child, repent from your sin and become as little children, you will not inherit the kingdom. A lot of people, the first part, most of us here, we've dealt with it, because I believe all of you here, you're converted. Amen? Amen. So you've repented of your sins. You are growing from glory to glory, right? Until I see Jesus, remember, we'll never achieve perfection. But every day with him, every day remaining in the word is changing our mind to align our lives with the commandment of God. Praise God. But there is something we all have to deal with. It's our self, our pride, our stubbornness, my way. Oh, my way. Therefore, whoever humble himself, verse 4, whoever humble himself, How? So anyone who becomes as humble as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's why it says, if you want to be great, oh, there should be an old Hosanna song like that. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you must become like a child. It goes like this. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, don't lord it over people. Serve them. Become like a child. Find opportunities to serve others. But it doesn't stop there. There are three things. Actually, a couple of them. Three things that you find in a child. Now, I mentioned them earlier. The first one is humility. A child is humble. Are you struggling to be humble? Is it hard for you to humble yourself? Is it difficult even to save relationship to admit? I'm not saying you admit something you didn't do. You know, sometimes people will blame you. Somebody will blame you for something you didn't do. I'm not saying for you to go and accept an accusation that's false against you. But are we willing to humble ourselves to save our relationship? I'm not talking about an abusive relationship. I'm talking about humble ourselves. Because I know for a fact a lot of people deal with this. It's hard to humble ourselves. It's hard. I'll never humble myself. A couple months ago, maybe I told you guys, I was talking to my father about one of my younger brother. My younger brother is not talking to him, and he's not talking to my younger brother. So me, being a peacekeeper, I'm trying to, you know, bless the peacekeeper. I'm like, come on, guys, you know, just the past is the past. So work it out. And I said, give me your number. I give it to my dad. And I talked to dad. I said, Dad, you know, he's hurting. He's waiting for you to just say, I'm sorry. But at the same time, he can't forgive dad until dad says he's sorry. But dad is not in the position to say, I'm sorry. So I'm looking at the whole thing. So I'm trying to talk to each of them separately to see maybe if their hearts would get tender and start yielding towards each other. So I finally got to my brother, and then my brother agreed to give me his number. He's like, okay, you can give him my number. And then if he calls me, I won't chew him up. I will listen to him. Okay, so that's a huge step. Because there was a time he's just like, I don't want to talk to him. So now he's agreed to talk to him. So now I'm talking to my father. I'm like, Dad, this is this. I'm going to tell you the whole thing. You know, he is mad because of this and that and that. Whether you're sorry or not, just say I'm sorry, son. My dad looked at me. He's like, I'll never say I'm sorry. And then, of course, I'm talking to Kendra. Kendra says, of course he can't say that. If you haven't been able to do this to Lord Jesus, how will you be able to submit and surrender to people? If you haven't been able to submit and say, God of heaven, God of heaven, God Almighty, I am so sorry, would you help me? How will you be able to submit to other people? I got the revelation. I said, of course he can't submit. He cannot say to anybody, he cannot humble himself, because he's not able to humble himself before the King of Glory. That's why it doesn't make sense. If you're saying you are a true follower of Christ and you're prideful, ask God for forgiveness and repent of your pride. Because God resists the pride, the proud. He resists the proud. But he gives grace to who? Anybody here wants to be humble? Oh Lord, I want to be humble. I want to be humble. like a child. A child is humble. You know, Jesus even said, unless you have faith like a child. I give you a story earlier about my children. I could give you tons of stories, but the stoplights was one of my best. until my oldest child figured out. And then I said, shh, I give you $5. Don't tell the others. You know, I give you $5. I give you $1. Psst, don't tell the others. Now they can do it on their children. Humility, my brothers and sisters. We need to live a life of humility, of meekness. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I need God's grace, so therefore, I'm going to humble myself. Oh, I humble myself. You guys remember my mean sister? She's not mean anymore, guys. She might still be mean, but not towards me anymore. She texted me last week, and I called her. We had the greatest conversation. She's thinking of me. She hasn't changed. She's still fighting with my other brothers. But if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would still be fighting with her. But I'm like, okay, so I am the light. She's not the light. So therefore, I'm just going to keep reaching out. How you doing? How you doing today? You know, how is work? Oh, he chewed me up. She chewed me up. Okay, try next time. You know, I told you she didn't say happy birthday to me when I was talking to my mom on my birthday. Well, I flew higher. I called her. I said, you know, how you doing, you know? I said, by the way, the other day I was talking to mom and it was my birthday. How come you didn't say happy birthday? Oh, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. You know, I don't know why I do that stuff. I said, it's over. It's not a big deal. But I thought, you know, since I'm talking to mom, it's my birthday. Mom's wishing me happy birthday and you there. You just ignore me. I said, I can't wait for your birthday, May 26th, to call you. And I'm going to sing for you. I mean, that kind of blue, that kind of like, it's just like I pour a drum full of love over her. Coals of love. But in our humanness, in our weakness as humans, sometimes we want to make them feel like we feel, the way we feel. They hurt me, so therefore I want them to feel my pain. I want them to feel the way I felt rejected. We want to experience God's grace? Or we humble ourselves like a child? You know, the other thing I like about a child asks questions. You remember sometimes they're like, why do you ask so many questions? You know, like Laura in the little house on the prairie. If you forgot about her, go check her out. I tell you, she always have a question. Yeah, little house on the prairie. She could be annoying sometimes because she always have a question. But she's a child, you know? And I tell you, when a child asks a question, they expect, whatever you tell them, they believe it. Oh, this morning I pray that the Lord will give you faith like a child. That I would be able to trust. I receive faith like a child to believe what Father says. Man, I remember when our children, they were little. I mean, there were times we were struggling financially, you know. I was working hard. But they didn't have a worry. I was worried about that. Because they had faith in Father. Oh, may God give each of us here faith like child, like children. Like a child. A child is have trust. And a child is hopeful. You know, it is the parents' responsibility. And for us here as a church, as we focus and give room for our children ministry to grow, I also want to put emphasis on the fact that, like I said earlier, it is the parents' responsibility. Deuteronomy, listen to what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 4 and 9. It says, listen, O Israel, the Lord is your God, is our God, the Lord alone. Verse 5. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commandments that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Right there, stop right there. So it is our responsibility, grandparents, parents, you know, great aunt, every opportunity you have to repeat the word of the Lord to your grandchildren. And I tell you, even pray, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Repeat it. And then we here as a church will help you. Talk about them. Talk about them. When you are at home or on the table, when you're on the road, talk about it. Talk about the word. When you're going to bed. That's why here I like to have the kids in worship. I know sometimes the parents, you know, I've read this week what they call the hybrid kids ministry. Some churches, they've, God bless them. I'm not saying what they do is wrong. You know, the parents come in and they take their kids to school, which is awesome. This is awesome. But I don't want to do that. I want the kids to be in the worship, to experience the worship with us. I want the kids to, you know, I want the parents to sit with them. If the kid's being distracted, the parents, you know, say, you know, Johnny, just get up. You know, lift up your hands. You know, just lift up your hands. Teach the kids. That's what it's saying here. Talk about them. When you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you are getting up. Verse 8. It says, tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorpost on your house and on your gate. And then the last verse is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, and you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them with the discipline. I like that. Discipline. It is our responsibility as parents to discipline our children and instruct them in instruction that comes from the Lord. I like this. Instruction from who? From the Lord. From the Lord. And where do we find those instructions? In the word of the Lord. So remember this, guys. You know, today I want to encourage you with this. Let us receive hearts. May the Lord make us a miracle in our hearts that we would become like child. We would see life like child. We would humble ourselves. Cry for help when you need help. You would trust like a child. Because a child is hopeful, and we would continue to live our life full of hope. Amen? Let us stand in the presence of the Lord. I want to do this last song and pray a blessing over you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Now may your blessings and your favor rest on your people. Lord, may the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding guide our hearts, cover our hearts. Lord, we thank you for the miracle you're doing in our hearts, Lord. We thank you for carrying us as we go forth from this place, Lord. May we be known as sons and daughters of the kingdom. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, because through him we can do all things. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Not only for this day, but until we see him. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys. Make it a great day. Amen.